Welcome back, everyone, to another Eats Beat podcast. I'm Bud Kennedy.
And Steve Wilson.
Our first podcast of the year. We took a long vacation, Steve. That was a good long holiday.
Yes, it was.
And, you know, in Fort Worth, right after New Year, everybody knows the next event after New Year is the Stock Show and the Stock Show Parade. So here's our guest to talk about Riata the Backstage, Riata the Rodeo back again, is Riata owner Mike McAuliffe. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Bud, Steve, great seeing you guys.
You know, Mike, you actually said you listened to the podcast. I'm fascinated about it.
I'm a huge podcast listener. You know, part of it is the original restaurants out in Alpine. So I go out there once a month.
You have a lot of time.
It's 7 hours out there, 7 hours back. It's a great time to consume podcasts. And yeah, I've really enjoyed the Eats Beats.
You know, we get to talk to so many different people and we get to talk about food and restaurants. And some of them are actually still employed and some of them have got out of business by now. But, you know, Happy New Year and we're glad to have you here. And now, people need to know that Riata is back at the rodeo, just like always. Riata at the Backstage and Riata at the Rodeo. So talk about that.
We are, you know, our relationship with the Stock Show is really, really special to us because in between that time when we used to be in the old Bank One building and before we moved to Sundance, we were trying to do as much catering and trying to stay in front of people. So January of 2002 was the first year that we did a Riata at the Rodeo. You know, we started out with one room there across from the exhibit halls. And, you know, that has now expanded to three different restaurants. And we also run two of the Starbucks Proudly Serves out there at the Stock Show during these 3 weeks. So it's a fun time for us. It's a very busy time. Everybody's really tired. But it really allows us to connect with our customers and get to see a lot of people, not only from the Fort Worth area, but, you know, that Stock Show draws so many people from all over the state, from Abilene, from San Angelo, from the Panhandle.
People who know you from West Texas.
Absolutely.
You know, you have Riata at the Rodeo, which is the public restaurant that everybody's been going to for 17 years, I think, something like that. Yeah, this is a mini version of Riata that's at the Stock Show in the Amon G. Carter Jr. Exhibits Hall. But now this year, for the first time, what used to be the private club is open to the public. So talk about the Backstage Club.
That's right. You know, the Backstage Club had been a private club for years, even before Riata came to manage that location. But really, with the rodeo moving over to Dickey's Arena, you know, what we're trying to do is we're saying, you know, part of the reason why you had to have a private club is that, you know, you basically had to pay for all this equipment and furniture and build out, but you couldn't make that money back in 3 weeks. But having a private club, it made sense financially to spend $500,000 in the space when we did. That being said, that's been years ago.
Now, why does that make more sense now?
Well, because everything's been paid for.
Okay.
You know, so we're still using the same chairs and tables that we bought when we took over Backstage Club. That being said, you know, what's happened now is with the rodeo moving over to Dickey's, the Coliseum, there's been a bunch of other events that have infilled into that Coliseum.
So that's going to be a place to hang out for the cattle sale, for the cattle show.
So there's a bunch of new events that are going to go into there's some new events and there's going to be some existing events that are just going to be Mustang Magic. That's been one of the ticketed events that's been over in the Justin Arena that's moving over to the Coliseum. That'll be a really great event. Also, they're having a high school scholarship rodeo that's moving into the Coliseum. The other thing that I don't know that people know about or gets talked about as much is, you know, that old Will Rogers Auditorium.
Right.
That has basically sat empty, mainly because they didn't have space for additional cars. They're actually doing a couple concerts there. You have Foreigners coming in February 5th to the 8th, or February 5th, and then Home Free, which is another band, is coming in January 24th.
Oh, man. Then so there's a lot of stuff going on. And all this is part of the Stock Show's effort. There's a little bit of worry, not a lot, but there's just a little bit of worry that all the 15,000 people will go to the Dickey's Arena every night, go into the rodeo, come back out and go home and never go up to the tower or the auditorium or the Coliseum and never really go to the Stock Show. So this helps draw people to the tower and to the Stock Show and to the Coliseum.
It really does. I think, you know, the Stock Show's got more data than I do, but if you look at over the years, the number of people that were going to the rodeo on a daily basis was a small percentage, right? You know, and there's a lot more people coming in for all the cattle shows, all the different events over in that area.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, I think Dickey's is a great thing to have for Fort Worth. You know, for me, the reason why we built Dickey's isn't for the rodeo, it's for all these other events.
Yeah.
You know, the Rolling Stones played in Fort Worth back in the 70s at Will Rogers. You know, U2 played
in the auditorium.
Yeah, U2 played in downtown in the 80s, but we haven't had a venue to handle these big bands in the last 30 years. Now we do to capture those bands, and I think it's another amenity to add to the Stock Show. So we've got the Dickey's Arena, and then we still got those other existing rodeo grounds that we're able to expand the number of events, like you've seen the bring back some of these concerts into the auditorium.
Well, that's the thing. Will Rogers will still be full. It'll just be full for different events. Steve, have you ever been in the Backstage Club?
No, I haven't. I heard you had to be a member.
Well,
something.
You do have to be a member, and I was.
Or you didn't know a guest.
I was a member of a guest. That's right. I've been a guest up there, but only a few times. I have paid a membership a couple of times too. But I've seen
pictures. Yeah, it looks really nice.
Well, it's nice in an Old West saloon kind of way, but it has a little bit different menu from Riata at the Rodeo. Is there something you can tell people? If you want this, you need to go to the Backstage Club. If you want this, you need to go to the Riata at the Rodeo.
You know, the biggest difference is that, you know, like chicken fried steak, we're gonna have a Backstage Club. We don't have a Riata at the Rodeo. Calf fries, we'll probably have it Backstage Club, but that's something that's kind of like the supply is very limited right now.
I notice it's not on the menu.
You know, and literally we've been having trouble all fall getting calf fries.
Getting calves.
And you have to realize, you know, when you're talking about a restaurant environment, we're not getting them from, you know, John Doe
down
Ranch,
the street. That's right.
You know, they've got to be killed in a USDA inspection.
Just a certain proper kind of calf fry.
So it's a little bit different. But so we didn't put it on there, but I think it's one of those things that we're going to try to run specials or features just to make sure that we know we have supplies.
And just to be clear, there is a private club in Dickey's Arena, but it's part of the whole Dickey's Ticket private club setup up there. We're talking about the club at the top of Will Rogers Coliseum, just where it's been all our lives, you know, and now it's a public restaurant. We're out at the Backstage.
Yep. So, and some other cool events that are happening at Will Rogers, and one of the events that I really love going to, this first weekend, there's the Ag Mechanics Show, and that is over in the Equestrian Multipurpose Building. But if you like to cook or you'd like to barbecue, a lot of these kids are making smokers as part of their projects.
Wow.
And it is amazing what they do. I've gone over there and I've been a judge for their showmanship for a couple of years. But if you're a backyard welder, garage welder, you're trying to figure out your next barbecue pit, there's something that you can really go to and really learn about. And that's this the first weekend of the stock show there in the on the 18th.
So it's the agricultural I guess fix it up
agricultural science fair,
right? Yeah. Okay. So they make all sorts of things besides that.
It can be for everything. There's kids that can have welding projects, and a lot of times they're welding projects where you might say, hey, you know, for this FFA or this high school, I will buy this trailer if you build it for me. But some of them might be fixing up an old tractor. So I think a lot of times when you think about the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo, it is not just kids showing cattle or just the rodeo. There's a lot of other elements going on at the same time. You know, we talked about Mustang Magic a little while ago. You know, that's a show that's really grown a lot, where people basically take wild Mustangs and train them to be a horse that you can ride on, on an everyday basis.
Mike, there is also other food at the rodeo, and it's not promoted like state fair food, but there are other foods to eat. What are the things you eat when you're not eating at Riata?
In some of these things, being out there for 23 days, you develop a lot of relationships out there. Some of your favorites here in Fort Worth, like Mama's Pizza, has been out there the last 3 or 4 years at least. Texas Tequila Reds.
Mama Mia is Mama's Pizza has been there 15 years.
Yeah.
At least.
So, Tequila Reds. Tequila Reds is out there, and that's where they're basically cooking on a giant skillet. It is out there very close to the corner by the Moncrief Building. And then I think people that love corn dogs, McKinney's has been a staple out there for forever.
My favorite is it's back in the cattle barns. It's the Stockman's Cafe. It used to be up front, but now it's back in the barns. There's a new one. But the trick to that is it's open 24 hours. This is the only time in Texas, if you want a bowl of chili at 4 in the morning, you might be able to get one at Denny's or somewhere, but you know, you can get a bowl of stock show chili, Coburn's chili, at 4 in the morning at Stockman's Cafe. You know, and they have breakfast, they have burgers. It's a good little stop,
and it's a beautiful new facility. That was something that it's been in. This will be its second year since it was totally redone. You know, the stock show over the years has been remodeling and repurposing all those buildings. So you have a brand new Stockman's Cafe. 2019 was the first year, but great looking facility.
And then you have a Tex-Mex restaurant?
We do. We have La Espuela. And that was something that, you know, the stock show wanted. They were getting more demand for a Tex-Mex restaurant originally I tried to line the stock show up with some other Mexican, with another Mexican restaurant. And they kind of decided that eventually that they did not want to do it. And then we were kind of in a time element crunch, and we told the stock show that we would do it for them. So it's been a La Escuela, and it's been probably at least 7 or 8 years.
It's been a one-off for you. Never opened a La Escuela anywhere else.
Not yet, but we'll see. So yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What now? And then Taco Heads is right across the street in Montgomery. Where do you tell people to open to go out and eat when they're going to the show? Any place around West 7th?
You know, I think there's
Dairy Queen's gone.
Yeah, it's Dairy Queen, and you know, I think a lot of the thing when I tell people, I try to tell people that you know it's probably better to eat.
Where you're
4 miles from Will Rogers.
Yeah.
Because once you get Will Rogers, especially on the busy Saturdays, there can just be kind of congestion and, you know, and always finding parking and stuff like that.
Or eat in the Stockyards and take the Belly Bob's shuttle over.
Right.
Something like
eat
that.
At Railhead.
Well, I guess
Railhead's far enough away that you don't have to worry about traffic, you know, and go get some good barbecue.
Steve, I guess the answer is just save it and wait till you get and to the stock show and eat a Riata. I guess that's the answer. Steve, do you have any thoughts about the stock show menu or the food menu? You're a cinnamon roll guy out there, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I do like. Are y'all doing the fajitas with the enchilada on top, or
the carne asada with the cheese enchilada?
That's my favorite. So
yeah, we should talk about that. That's become such a Riata signature. People demand it, expect it.
It's one of our great products. You know, part of it is that I think a lot of people, you know, they don't understand that a skirt steak is supposed to be a little bit more chewier than a tenderloin. But we found a really great product. It's by Heart Brand Beef. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's where they use an Akiyoshi bull on basically an English cow. Mm-hmm. So, and if you guys aren't familiar, so Wagyu, which I think a lot of people are familiar with, Wagyu is just a generalized term for a general Japanese animal, but it's not speaking to the individual breed. This Akiyoshi is a specific breed in Japan. Right. So what they're doing is they're using an Akiyoshi bull on an English cow, and then we've been using their skirt steaks for about 3 years. It's the best product we've ever found.
So it's an Akiyoshi skirt is what it is?
Yep.
Wow, that's pretty good.
So.
I was going to say, tell us about steaks in Fort Worth, because there are so many different places now, the prime steak houses. How do you pick a good steak? Kind of tell us what the state of the steak is now.
Yeah, I think we've got a ton of great options in Fort Worth. You know, at one point in time, it literally was Del Frisco's, you know, but now you've got Del Frisco's, you got Del Frisco's Grill, you've got Capital Grill, you got Ruth's, you got some of the, you know, B&B. And Eddie V's or some of the new restaurants. When I go to a lot of those restaurants, a lot of times I do not have a tenderloin or a ribeye because for me, the most, there's going to be a great piece of meat, you know, just don't mess it up, right?
Right.
But, you know, I had a great meal at B&B Butchers last week, and I had the skirt steak there, and it had a really nice chimichurri sauce on it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that was excellent. But then they had, and I can't remember what they called it on the menu, but it's a spinalis. And if you're not familiar with the spinalis, is that, you know, a ribeye is made up of two different muscles. It's the logismus, which is kind of the big round one, and the spinalis was the one over the top.
Yeah, the cap.
So this, exactly. So this was basically the spinalis steak there at B&B. Had a great meal there. And that was the first time I sat down for dinner. I've eaten in the bar before, but I hadn't sat down and eat for dinner, but had a good thing there. So, I mean, you know, I think the one thing about Fort Worth and the one thing about Texas is that we love our steaks. It's a great thing for the restaurants. So I think that's going to continue. That area can continue to grow. You know, I haven't had a chance to try the steak at Tora Tora yet, and I think Wicked Butchers is just opening right now, and I haven't been by there yet. So
what's new in the downtown restaurant? 310 Houston Street is where the main Riata is.
It is, yeah. So I mean, yeah, that's where we've been. you know, since 2000, May of 2002, you know, after we got hit by the tornado, we reopened, eventually had to leave that building in January of 01. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's kind of amazing that we've been there in downtown for all those years.
25th anniversary this year, if you count back to the top of the tower.
Kind of crazy.
You were just a little kid.
I was younger, so yeah. For sure.
Well, now, a little bit of restaurant news this week. We've got Otico opening. It's Tim Love's latest new restaurant. Mm-hmm. It's a rooftop restaurant in the Spring Hill Suites across from Lonesome Dove. So he's opening a restaurant right across the street from his restaurant.
But it looks like it has a nice view of downtown.
It's a fantastic view, balcony mm-hmm. view of downtown. It's a Barcelona-style small plates tapas bar, he said. So you could go and have a drink and have a snack and then go over to dinner at Lonesome Dove. Or you can just go up there. They only have small plates, no full platters, but they have a grilled fish, they have a small steak, they have enough items to have dinner, and then they're going to have brunch on weekends. So Otico is probably the nicest thing. It's the Tim Love restaurant with that giant view in the stockyards. I wrote about American Revelry opening south of Burleson of all places. You wouldn't believe what a nice restaurant and bar it is. It's like something you'd find in University Park or, the equivalent of a tavern or something like that. But it's open south of Burleson. Everything's been excellent. They've done a good job down there on Hidden Creek Parkway, American Revelry. And then kind of the other little food news to watch is the German food showdown that's shaping up on Camp Bowie. Edelweiss has been there for 50 years, and now Little Germany is moving in right around the corner. Little Germany is moving from Henderson and downtown. You know, their steaks are a little on the budget side. They have $9, $10, $12, but they still do the steaks German style, a little brushed mustard. And so they're moving in close to Edelweiss, and they're hoping to kind of, this is a nicer restaurant for them at a better location, and they're hoping to kind of take some of that Edelweiss business or generate more business for German food.
Plus, Greenwood just closed.
So Greenwood's closed.
Yeah, they just they retired. You know,
there's more market for German restaurants.
Right, so
we have our little German food showdown going on. And Mike, you know any other openings, closings? You know any scoop?
No.
Nothing?
No.
Nothing on the air?
Are you going to be doing
nothing
any
that I can talk about.
Are you going to be doing any of your Facebook Lives at the stock show?
I am. Yeah, that was something that I kind of looked at, and this is going to be terrible, but all these people that are Facebook, that mm-hmm. are great at doing it, and just it's a skill that I need to get better at is speaking mm-hmm. publicly.
Oh.
And I figured, doing those Facebook Lives gives you a good opportunity to do that. And, I think we're all trying mm-hmm. to figure out better ways mm-hmm. to market ourselves.
Right.
And more importantly, whatever we do, what is Facebook going to allow us to show?
Right.
And for a long time, Facebook was very, on board with really kind of helping, publicize and basically give a circulation of those Facebook Lives. Mm-hmm. So I continue to do that one. I did one today. One of the fun things I do during the stock show is I try to get people to guess how many steps I take.
Oh.
So like last year, I did 323,252 steps during the 23 days of the stock show.
Wow. Your iPhone keep track of that? Or
well, I've got a Garmin. So
okay.
But then what I do is I say, whoever gets the closest, I'm going to give $200 to your charity of choice.
Mm-hmm.
So and then this year, I actually added it. So and I'm also going to have people guess on how many floors I basically walk up during those 23 days.
Well, it's like if anything special is happening at the Sundance Square, you seem to always be doing some sort of little Facebook Live there showing what's going on.
And I think it's trying to get people to know that there's a lot of things going down. I think a lot of people get intimidated with coming in downtown,
mm-hmm.
but there's a great parking program in downtown.
Yeah.
And it gives people a lot of options. And a big change that we didn't see 10 years ago is Uber and all these different ride sharing mm-hmm. services that a lot of people, if they're intimidated and driving, there's a lot of other options
mm-hmm.
and you do not have to drive.
Yeah, it's easy to get downtown.
Not drive. Mm-hmm.
We'll have a backstage club. We'll have Riot at the Rodeo. We'll have Facebook Lives with Mike McAuliffe. Be watching your Facebook page for live reports from
Absolutely.
The stock show, right? Mike, thank you very much
thank
for
you.
Being on the Eat Speak podcast.
Yeah.
Thank you for 25 years of wonderful Riata.
So.
Until next week, I'm Bud Kennedy.
And Steve Wilson.